Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning into the weekend edition of the Real Vision Daily Briefing. Here's a highlight from a Real Visionaries episode between luxury brand strategist John Cropper and Real Vision contributor Dr. Pippa Malmgren discussing why seduction and storytelling are key components for sales strategies. Enjoy.
The fundamental challenge facing American democracy is how the media and its role in the distribution of information has been fundamentally corrupted. You used to have to give an oath, like a doctor has to give an oath that they will do their best to save your life. And there was an oath as a journalist that said you're going to do your best to pursue the truth, objective. And not like in, unlike many other countries, the industry of information and truth gathering somehow became politicized, where it was okay to be subjective. And now in this country, we've got two different communications ecosystems based on political perspective and agenda. You know, we'll say with like the MSNBC, you know, versus the Fox kind of thing. That fundamental schism is causing such divisiveness, and I'm really, really concerned about that. Now, Donald Trump is a media entrepreneur, a media figure, just like me. He comes from television and understands storytelling. And he understands the value of cost per thousand, CPMs, you know, and advertising, attracting advertisers, demographics, et cetera. I read the investor deck for his new thing just last night. Yeah, I'll say it to you. Truth Social.
Yes.
The idea that the political power of the future is a media influencer by controlling their own media platform, that's a spooky and scary reality. Now, you look at the Berlusconis in Italy, and you look at even the Putins in Russia, they all understand that the first step when aggregating power is to control the communications platforms, which allows you to control the seductiveness of the stories being told, and obviously massage what is truth. So what does our future look like when anyone who's running for political office isn't going door to door asking for $10 donations, but is trying to create a media spectacle around themselves and their policies and their concepts? It means that the merger of entertainment and reality will only amplify. That's where we're headed. Very upsetting, because increasingly, it's not about the quality of the brain and the elegance of the thinking and the intellectual debate. It's about, am I more stylish than you? Do I deliver my message with a little more swagger than you do? Am I good looking? Am I controversial? It has almost nothing to do with, are my ideas fundamentally going to help transform the society for the better? And I feel that we in the innovation business and in this business of distributed knowledge and in the realm of blockchain, we have to be thinking about some of these broader societal challenges and how we as entrepreneurs can develop ideas that are both profitable and purposeful. Positive and purposeful, you know, and I'm not saying that you have to sacrifice profit to do well or do good. You know, those things coexist, you know, but I think that we're heading into some pretty scary days as it relates to what Norman Mailer coined the industrial production of fame.
Yes, absolutely. It reminds me of what the guy I think is the greatest philosopher of our time now, a fellow called Daniel Schmachtenberger. I don't know if you know him, but he's got a marvelous series of videos, one on YouTube called The War on Sense Making. And he talks about basically the hygiene of the information ecology, that our hygiene of the information ecology has become weakened. And it's funny, actually, what you said about I'm more stylish, or I can deliver it more beautifully than the next person. I remember working for President George W. Bush, and I was with him on the first day that he did a press conference. He did not do that well on that first day. And he's kind of famous for having this sort of slightly bumbling, you know, oh, shucks, I don't, it's complicated type of style. But having worked closely with him, I remember having a conversation, being in a conversation with him where he talked about the lack of polish in his delivery. And he said, listen, guys, I could get media training. I could spend some of my time moving up the polish curve. And some of the previous presidents had done exactly that. Because even Bill Clinton, when you look at his first press conference, he was also kind of bumbling in that first thing. By the way, I challenge anybody to do your first press conference as President of the United States and be completely cool about it.
Yeah, right.
But nonetheless, it was interesting. He understood the trade-off. And he's like, you know, either my ideas stand or they don't. And spending time trying to make them more beautiful and polished because we're in a camera television era, is that really good use of time? But now, because of all these developments you're talking about, personal brand is everything. And that ability to build trust is more and more based on how beautifully do you deliver it. So this is really interesting. How do we manage that and not have the information ecology continue to deteriorate?
Right. That's going to be the fundamental challenge of the next two decades, if we don't implode on ourselves before that. I think that it starts with the youth. I was emboldened and I felt encouraged to see the political science has grown as a declared major. International affairs and political science are more popular than they were a few years ago. Journalism school applications actually were up, which startled me. I was like, what? It's not because they want to necessarily be journalists. They want to be Arianna Huffington or Nick Denton. They want to be media entrepreneurs, not so much journalists in my view. But I was encouraged to see that there's a growing interest in among the youth market in political science and how we can, or how they can get involved and help to, I'll say, swing the pendulum. This is a bipolar nation. We swing all the way from, a Dick Cheney, Bush mindset, all the way to an Obama mindset, and then all the way to a Donald Trump mindset, and then who knows where it's going to swing back to from there. And if you were married to someone who behaved that way, you wouldn't be married to them for long. If their attitudes and their perspectives culturally shifted that widely. And so I think that that represents a fundamental turning point culturally. But when I think about individual branding, I wrote a book, it's called Seduction. And I tried to distill it down into 9 steps. Like, what are the 9 steps to manufacture?
What are the 9 steps?
So the seduction stands for, each letter is a chapter. So the first step is the letter S, which is self-definition and self-awareness. There's no way that any of us can be purposeful or meaningful or be great contributors to society or even in our own relationships, family, romantically, whatever, if we don't have clarity in our own self-definitions. So that's step one. The letter E is environment, understanding the cultural context you have to operate in. And that means being a great listener. But it really means having a kind of finely tuned radar to what culture, what's happening. The D stands for design. You have to be packaged well. This could be a political candidate or an automobile. The U, understanding. That means being a great listener and understanding the people that you're trying to build a relationship with. C stands for communication, the quality of the storytelling, the poetry. The T stands for trust, which means you have to do what you say. And if you waver from that, then you've lost. So trust. The I stands for inspiration. Great brands and great people inspire others. The O stands for openness, which is about generosity and the willingness to give until it hurts. You have to be someone who is more concerned with how you can project good ideas, positive support, then take it, because it will come back to you in spades anyway. And then the N finally stands for network, which is you can have all these great qualities and characteristics, but if no one knows about it, then you're just screaming out in the middle of a desert somewhere. And so the N stands for the network and building a community around those first eight. And so that has worked out to be like a mathematical equation. If you follow those nine steps and understand them really well and put real thought into each one, it works out like math. It just is a formula that works.
Real Vision subscribers can access this full Real Visionaries episode on our Plus tier over at realvision.com.